on the inside of my brain.
Oh, the following program contains turbulent language.
In the inside of my brain is where it's hitting me.
I'll be flinging words at you through tornadoes and hurricanes and
tidal waves, tsunamis.
No. Oh, yeah.
Sort of.
Anyways.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, hurricanes. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I got a whole hurricane on the elbow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense because we are.
It's real cute in the middle.
Yeah, it is real cute in the middle. And then outside, it is not fun. But that's exactly what we are. Hurricanes, tornadoes.
Yeah.
Windstorms.
Yes, it's me, ESP, the merriest of the air signs. Ooh.
It rhymes.
The merriest of the... No, I would not think no. the merriest. That was kind of a lie.
No, the merriest of the air signs. Right. No. The gustiest. I don't know. No, you can't make that shit. No.
I'll leave that one for you. You can be the mustiest of the gusties.
It's big dog. It's your boy, Big Hurricane. Dog, see, Hurricane.
Big Hurricane,
see, Big
dog.
Hurricane. Big Hurricane. I see... Big hurricane, awesome.
Yeah. Wet and stinky.
That was rude. That hurt. It's me, awesome. Yeah, 17. Here again. Ossie Baby.
Yeah, man.
For another episode of the Light Bulb Moment.
We've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, boy, I'm ready.
He's
gusting.
So excited.
Man. I've learned so much about us.
Well, bring it in. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Bring it in.
I'm about to blow in. I'm about to come in. That's exactly.
I need them to play the X-Men music behind this. Because that's when Storm comes in. Like right at that moment.
Oh, man. No, this is about air signs, man. This is about us, man. Yeah, I've been waiting for a hot minute for this one, though. It's that, oof.
Which is so strange, because, you know, normally we don't really like to talk about ourselves. Right?
Shut up.
It's true.
You're stupid. You don't make any sense. Stop it even.
Yes, air signs were the most exciting, most adventurous.
Dressiest.
the most fun.
Oof. We just creative.
The bestest.
Creative. We just flow through everything. We just cool breeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're just above it all.
Mm. Make you feel good on a rough day. Air signs.
Yeah.
Libras.
Mm-hmm. Geminis.
No, man.
Aquarius.
Yes.
Sorry. I didn't know which one.
Then
Geminis,
yeah. It's you go Libras.
It's technically Aquarius, Gemini.
Gemini.
Then Libra.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
You know,
that's true.
It's all right.
That's true. It is. It is Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra. That's our fault. Which is crazy because nobody's like, I don't deal with Libras. Mm-hmm. And nobody's like, I don't deal with Aquarius.
I've got like, okay, so I'm like a really good person, okay? Because I'm an air sign. So I'm a good person. So I have a lot of like best friends. You know what I'm saying? But like one of like the trinity of best friends is a Libra.
Yeah. Two of my biggest besties were Libras.
Mm-hmm. I really fuck with Libras.
Yeah. Two of my biggest besties were Libras.
Geminis? Like, other Geminis?
Yo, I really just started getting around us.
Me too. I don't like.
I really just started, right? Like, okay, so this is how. Okay. You know what? I'm sorry. Let's just break down Libras in Aquarius. So we could just get into the whole. So we just run our shit.
We could talk about the
we just about
okay.
So we just about to go ahead.
All right. So give us the element of air.
We're just about to go ham on this whole thing.
Give us
air. The direction is east. Air rules in mind, clarity, wisdom, knowledge, logic, abstract thought.
Wind.
Higher consciousness.
Divination.
psychic work, intuition, and memory.
Yeah, we be knowing shit that motherfuckers don't even know that we motherfucking know.
Yeah, man.
Nigga.
Actually, even my Libra friends, man, my Libra friends be on a lot of that stuff. Ooh, the abstract thought.
They're so intelligent.
The abstract thought, son. Yeah. The time that really influences the air signs is dawn. Season is spring, and the colors are yellow and golden. I can see that. I got a glow. White and light blue. I see light blue.
I don't really like the color yellow, honestly. But
yeah, gold? That's what you're having here. But gold, that's what I said. I should have had but yellow.
White and light blue.
I don't know why I'm drinking that. It's going to dehydrate me. The zodiac signs are, we already said, so we're not gonna say it again. But now I feel like repeating myself.
Gemini, Libra, Aquarius.
Bitch. Tools for air signs are feathers. Yeah, I'm about to go cop me some. Wands, yep. I got a couple of those. And I'm gonna pick up a stick and turn it into a wand. Staff, yep. Do the same thing, walk down the street. Oh, that makes so sense. Incense, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And sensor pin, yeah, brooms, love them, and bells.
Oh my God, yes, I would love. You know what? I always make this joke about having a bitch bell. We were taking too long, you just go ring a ling a ling, and then it, hey.
Word.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, we're not going to feed that. Virtues that fall within air signs are intelligence, yeah, practical, we are. And optimistic.
Damn, to a fault.
Yeah, you're practical.
And optimistic to a fault.
Vices are impulsive.
Frivolous.
Easy. I told you naive. I told you naive, LeBeach. I told you naive.
I said I was an airhead.
I told you naive.
Yeah.
Yep. Easy. That just hurt. That just stuck.
Damn, is this how y'all been feeling reading people for Phil.
Crystals that really help air signs and influence air signs are topaz, amber, citrine, jasper, agate.
The metals are tin and copper. I hate the way those look, but I guess.
Pennies. I rock with pennies.
Yeah, they smell
funny. I rock with pennies. Would you do? So you'd be putting pennies up your nose?
Ooh, plants. Okay, so acacia.
He's going, yeah.
Anise. You avoided that one. Aspen. Clover. Wow. So, you know, like my best Libra friend likes to make this joke that I was like born with a four-leaf clover in my pocket. Didn't even know that was a plant associated with air. Frankincense. Lavender.
My rocks will laugh. My rocks will laugh.
Lemongrass.
Yeah.
Myrrh. Rocks will laugh. Pine. Vervain. And yarrow. Ooh.
The ruling planets are Mercury, Jupiter, and not my anus, but Uranus.
No, Uranus.
No, yours. I hate you. So, bust it. Let's run through this Aquarius and like knock these cats out.
Okay, first of all, yeah, Uranus. We're going to talk about the planet Uranus. We're going to get that joke out of the way, okay? Aquarius, January 20th through February the 19th. Planet Uranus. Wow, I have such a shady ass joke, but I'm gonna say that one off air. If you know me, then you know.
The symbol is the water barrier. Ruler of the 13th house.
No.
I just saw numbers.
The ruler of the 11th house.
Oh, you gotta say it. I wasn't saying the sex.
Friends, either. Hopes, organizations, and rewards.
Embodiment of individuality, known for innovativeness, humanitarians, friendly.
This is not my experience of Aquarius. I don't know. Okay, the good things about them is they're spontaneous, yes. Eccentric, yes. Receptive, absolutely. Well, depending. If it has to do with other people, they're receptive. But when it comes to things with themselves, they're not. The bad things about them, they're rebellious, arrogant, and detached.
No self-awareness?
100%.
So they don't have any self-awareness?
They struggle with self-awareness, you see, because the thing that Aquarius typically does is... you remember how we talk about the victim complex? Well, they avoid that shit at all costs. They don't ever want to be the victim, but in the same mindset...
They'll ever recognize the things that they do in order to... that affect other people around them because they're not paying attention to anything that's going on within their own space.
Bingo. And then sometimes they just...
Which leads to detached, arrogant, and rebellious.
It turns them into a savage, quote unquote.
That makes sense.
Okay. So they adopt that.
Gotcha.
Especially since they're already the embodiment of individuality again. Like, they're really a fuck the world type of sign. Like, yeah.
Gotcha. Then we're going to skip all the way over the middle of the year and jump to the end of the end of the year and go straight to Libra.
Libra.
September
24th
to October 23rd.
They're so misunderstood.
Yeah, I rocks with a bunch of
Libras are so misunderstood. I feel like...
their planet is Venus. The symbol.
Damn, you really just trying to get to Gemini's, huh?
Yeah,
we
bro.
Can't even talk about it. Jesus. Okay, the planet is Venus. The symbol, scales. Ruler of the seventh house. Harmony, relationships, legalities. Hell yeah. Embodiment of law and order. My God, that is so good. They're known to be balanced, cooperative, tactful. The good things about them, they're charming, diplomatic, logical, and very understanding. The bad thing is that they're typically wavered. They change their fucking mind every other day.
That's my dog. That's literally all the
They do have a lack of self-love sometimes when it's most needed. They're judgmental to themselves like crazy. And they constantly need validation.
That's crazy.
Libras, see, but I understand their type of crazy, so I know how to help a Libra navigate, I think, a little bit. I don't know.
No, because it all makes sense a lot in those relationships with the Libra individuals. That is crazy. Never paid attention to a lot of that.
We, as Gemini, are more emotional on, like, the emotional airy wave, whereas Libras are more of like logical. In that realm.
They gotta be in that realm.
They do that shit.
Technical.
Like, the shit that we do with our emotions, they do with like business and numbers.
Their minds and everything
like
else.
Catalogs and you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So yeah.
Okay.
The law and order. Like, this is fair. They gonna make sure that shit is fair every time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's part of the one of the issues that we...
All right, Gemini, talk about yourself.
So, Gemini's May 21st to June 20th. Yes. The planet is Mercury, the symbol of the twins. If that wasn't evident. Ruler of the second house, communication, travel, symboling, and mental energies.
Siblings?
Siblings.
Is that what you, Jose, was trying to say?
Si, senor.
Sibling.
Sibling. Sibling.
Yes, Gemini is the embodiment of communication.
Yes,
don't
we
fuck
are.
Everybody that thinks that we're not, because we are.
Yes, we are. You know what? Okay. When we are healthy.
Whoa. Woo. That's a word. That is a word. When we are healthy. Yes. Yeah.
Versatile, witty, clever. Yep. Analytical, 100.
When we are healthy, we're lively. We're adaptable. We're eloquent. Yes, we have much tact.
But 100%, we some gossipy bitches.
Yeah. See, the thing about Gemini, we might not see. I won't get in your business, but I'll definitely be close enough to listen to it.
I'll tell every motherfucking body if I hate you. I will. Oh, character.
Oh, if I have to.
Hot and cold. We ain't hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I know I'm hot and cold. Yeah. But I don't mean to come off that way. And I come with a warning. And some Geminis don't come with a warning. And I think that's why.
So I hate the Geminis that act like they don't have two sides.
Yeah. Like they don't know what the other side
is. Yeah. Like they try to look. No, I'm not like that. I don't do the two.
But you got a whole attitude.
Yes, you do.
Right.
Yes, you do.
I know mine. I know when he's.
See, right. I mean, two of
mine. And I will let a bitch know. Listen, today's.
Figured out how to manipulate it.
No, I just let him do what he's going to do until he's ready to stop being.
I find it very interesting that with a sign that is looked upon as the roughest.
The devil.
Yeah.
Because we can be.
Not really.
No, an unhealthy Gemini?
Bruh.
What you just said was like, bold. An unhealthy Gemini? Think about that. Think about how bipolar that energy has to be.
Yeah.
Because I've known a couple... Like, growing up, Gemini, that I used to goddamn be one when I was a teenager. Just all fucking over the place. Volatile, no control, just going.
to some of the big name people who are Geminis. Kanye West.
Well, we don't blame him. Okay.
Nah, fuck with
the next one. The next one.
Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm. We have the same birthday, me and Angelina. I taught her everything she knows.
Che Guevara. Naomi Campbell. Morgan.
Angelina, I love you.
Morgan effing Freeman, man.
Yes, God himself.
Venus Williams, man. Come on, man. This is a few, man. Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, name all the serial killers that are Gemini.
Ooh. Ooh.
Name all the serial killers.
Ooh.
Because see, you got all these great, you know what I'm saying? On one side, we've got Morgan fucking Freeman. On the other side, I think we got who? Jeffrey Dahmer? Who else is a Gemini? Trump. Like, come on. Unhealthy Ooh. Gemini is the
devil.
You pulling up the list?
Yeah. I'm itching for it. Zach and Funky. Who? Okay. Ted Bundy.
Oh, that's who I was thinking about. Yeah, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Jeffrey Dahmer.
I was right.
David Berkowitz. Robert Lee Yates.
But yeah.
Some of the big names, huh?
Uh-huh. Is this what I'm saying? Like, on one side, we've got Morgan Freeman. God himself. They always play God. Or we got Jeffrey Dahmer and the Antichrist, Trump.
Man, look, I take them. They show the extreme. They show extreme signs of either our greatness. We can either be beautiful, loving, great people, or we'll kill you.
Depends on which side you want. Yeah, but I'm just saying that mine comes with a warning. You know what I mean? I got hit kind of on lock right now. If I really want to kill your ass, I just...
I kill you.
Let me go to the other room and leave you alone, because...
What?
I don't want to catch a charge.
Yeah, Gemini's a cool cat, man. I really like... The biggest thing is you just got to nurture us. You got to... You got to understand that it comes with the duality. Mm-hmm. So learn both sides instead of like... Just assuming it's just one individual and he's going to be that way all the time. Because most people have like a even keel. You never know. Because you can get one of the two faces and you don't know what move one of them two faces is going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can get super serious that's playful. You can get super serious that's like... Or you can get super playful that's playful and then super playful that's upset.
Yeah, you can get the mean but playful one, or you can get the mean one. Or yeah, that's true. Super true. Yeah, I think that's so funny. My friends will probably tell you, like, especially when I, like, the people that I game with and shit, when I get off of work late at night, I might hop on for a little bit, and, like, we are each other's emotional punching bags. And it's a very... If anybody listening in would probably think that we were, like... very problematic and offensive just because some of the things that are said in these chats.
Yeah, man.
When I'm the playful me in Gemini.
But we get to, you know what? We kind of do have some of that logical. A lot of Geminis I'm around are tactful, like Libras. That's why I respect the Libra sign. We do see stuff in an abstract way.
Yeah.
Like, I started paying attention to it when I started hanging around them, and I think we are the most tactful ones when it comes to expressing our frustration. I say, okay, a healthy one.
Because we're good at reading the room and muting.
But actually, you gotta respect Donald Trump, because even if it was fucked up and stuff how he did, like, his approach to it was kind of like Gemini-ish. And the whole thing with us is you gotta teach, like, you gotta challenge us. If you challenge us, we're gonna take the challenge.
Fuck Donald Trump. But.
I'm not saying support him, but I mean, as a Gemini, I think he's a funny dude.
He's my favorite comedian.
Yeah,
literally.
He's a funny dude.
He's funny as hell.
Just because he's a Gemini, I'm like, funny looking. Like, it all makes sense. Like, soon as I found out, it all makes sense.
Did it?
Like, his approach, his mindset. I'm not going to say his success, but his mindset.
I'm not claiming him. I refuse.
We claim Kanye. I'm claiming Kanye.
You claim Kanye.
Man, why you can't reject Ye? Ye is still a brilliant person. He just lost. I mean,
he just
lost his.
But we're not claiming him as a people.
No more. Is it? He's canceled.
The Gemini, the people. Yes, we every. Oh, look Gemini, on Twitter. We've already. It's already.
Happened. Gemini culture is canceled. Yeah, Kanye.
We don't claim him.
He's
out. Ask Twitter. Ask him.
Cancel culture has canceled Kanye.
No, not is the cancel
mean,
culture.
I mean Gemini.
Gemini is the people. We do not claim him.
That's messed up, yeah. Damn, man, you got your astrological signs.
That's fine. I'm talking shit. No, Kanye is brilliant. Everybody knows that. But it's his that piece of insanity that makes him brilliant. And because Gemini, we are fucking creative.
We're crazy, man.
We're crazy on
one level. Lunatics.
And especially when you're able to pull from that crazy and make something with
it. We are the brain.
It's like...
We're the brain. Like, what are you trying to do today? I'm trying to take over the world.
And right. Yeah, we're the brain.
We're the brain. We're the brain. And we usually get caught up with some... And then and the twin is the pinky.
Honestly, you probably, yeah, yeah.
We are the pinky and the brain in one.
Yeah.
We spoil our own stuff.
The fights that happen in my head are very much pinky in
the brain.
Yeah.
One is. If you want to now understand Geminis, go to YouTube or anywhere where you can find Animaniacs and pull up Pinky in the Brain episodes and watch one
you
episode.
You can go stream. My single Watch Friends Repeat.
Self-destruct.
I literally used both Gemini on that track, and it was fun as hell. Even though I would never be a rapper again, it was fun to make that and let my brain come out onto the wax.
We'll create something and destroy
it. Fight each other and make fun of each other, because that's what it does in my head. I swear, like, I'll come up with some shit or, like, have the idea to do something, and then one twin will be like... Bitch, nah, you dumb.
I told you not to do that, Pinky. Dude, what, bro? Like, that's the whole. Yeah.
Yeah, and don't let it be an emotional affair because.
Oh, it's game over. Because you got to fight through both of them. And then if one of them is ready to be over,
like
and then the other
wants
one
wants to be. Oh, God. I don't know. I can get into it.
Yeah, man. What you want to say is a duality. You respect the duality between Gemini. I mean, between them. Personalities, man, you'll be straight.
It's tough being a Gemini in this world.
You think?
Yeah. As a ruler of the
sun. I feel like it's one of the funny signs. Only because people like look at us funny. That's why I find it entertaining. I enjoy that. My favorite rappers, ironically, two of them are actually three of them. Tupac was a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar, like I said, is already a Gemini. And one of my favorite rappers is Devin the Dude. He's a Gemini. And I did not know that. Man, love his music. His whole man, I never understood why his mentality and his thought process clicked with me.
This is Gemini. I'm gonna have to check it out.
Cool cat. Chill music.
Cool cats. Cool kittens. Cat. Well.
Kittens. Oh, don't use that word around me.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Oh no, not the pussy's pregnant.
No, I'm hoping she not.
Oh my God, nah, she's found a tomcat.
I got it, man. She been on lockdown.
Aww.
She been on lockdown for the past 2 weeks. She gonna be mad because I ain't home by now.
Sound like a real cat daddy.
I'm a real cool cat daddy.
Oh God. So, what can you people learn from us, air signs? Share your thoughts to the world through art, writing, public speaking. I hate public speaking, which is so ironic because I'm here. But
I bet you talk to
public speaking is healthy. That was the point I was trying to make. So yeah, communicate. We are the chariots of words and art and music.
Communication is key to balance and understanding. That is so true.
Mm-hmm. Intellectual conversation and mental awareness can break through any adversity.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
100%. Yeah. In the cast. Okay, you fucked up my whole back, man. Go ahead.
I like to break the rules in music.
Just because you can sing and you want to show
I wasn't
off.
Even singing for real. All
right, in the cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got
spicy.
Get
that twin today.
I got all spicy. Right.
Mercury's in Aries starting April 3rd. This, again, spontaneous communication. Be assertive and direct. Say how you feel when you feel it. In that moment, don't leave any room for gray area because now's not the time for that, okay? We just got done spring cleaning. We've already set our intentions for the year, the rest of the year, and shit. And, yeah. Venus in Aries plus Mars in Gemini on April 6th. Confidence and assertion, once again. Quick action and romance. Seize the moment. If somebody is pulling at your skirt, at your trousers, go ahead, give it a, throw them bones. Give it a try. See what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Protect yourself while you're doing this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, protect yourself anyway, every day, because self-preservation is always the key. But, yeah, if you, you know, you're feeling a little, you should, everybody should be getting Twitter baited. Plan a date.
Twitter baited?
Twitter baited. You remember from Bambi whenever, like, Twitter baited and, like, all the animals are, like, trying to fucking shit? And on Bambi, you remember that movie?
Lost me on that. Yeah, I remember Bambi.
And the wolf was like, oh, they're Twitter baited. Everybody's Twitter baited.
No,
that was the word. Wow. All right, well, I guess I'm just, I don't know. Yeah, all right, it's me, ESP. Mr. Vibes, if you need a last name.
Mellow Silver the Yellow. It's your boy, Awesome Nia. 1 to 7. Check us out on Instagram. Why are you looking like
that? I was like, wait, is there more to it? I don't know. I was
like, no, it's 1 to 7. Right. Yeah. Awesome Purpose. Awesome Purpose. In my neighborhood, it's Holly Grove. And the 1 to 7 is to represent the ward, because we're the last ward in Orleans Parish, New Orleans, Louisiana. It's pretty much how it goes. Damn, you fucking up. No, you fucking up. Do it again. Just do what you just did.
No.
It's already
on. Oh, wow.
No, stop.
Wow.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Dun, dun, dun,
bye. I'm out. Peace and light, y'all.
Bye.